This erotic hypnosis session is called Funky Fantasy. As you listen to the sound of my voice bringing you into hypnosis, let every muscle in your body go deeply relaxed. Feel that relaxation is taking over your body, making every muscle go loose, limp, and like a rag doll. Focus on the sound of my voice and let all other sounds only bring you deeper relaxed. Bring your attention to your eyelids now and relax your eyelids to the point where they don't work anymore. Test them to make sure that they don't work anymore. The more you try to open your eyes, the more you find they cannot. You take that relaxation in your lids and let it spread all throughout your body, from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Then open and close your eyes on the count of three. Every time you close your eyes, let yourself go deeper relaxed. One, two, three. Open and close your eyes. Let yourself go deeper relaxed. One, two, three. Open and close your eyes. Let yourself go deeper relaxed. One, two, three. Open and close your eyes. Let yourself go even deeper relaxed. Now that's a wonderful relaxation you're allowing all through your body. With every count that I count down, let yourself go deeper relaxed. And as I count down, let the numbers start to disappear from your mind. 100. Let yourself go deeper and deeper relaxed. Let your mind relax as your body relaxes. 99. Let the numbers already start to fade away, off into the distance, harder to see and harder to grasp. 98. Let your mind go completely relaxed. Relax the rest of the numbers out of your mind. Dispel them, banish them, and if they're not gone, they'll disappear as I continue to speak. Imagine that you're at the top of an elevator, going down from the 10th floor. With every number that I count, let the elevator take you deeper down. 10. Let yourself go deeper relaxed. 9. 8. Deeper. 7. 6. All the way down. 5. 4. Deeper. 3. 2. 1. Your mind and body are deeply relaxed. As you continue to focus on the sound of my voice, you'll find that your imagination is becoming more vivid than before. Your ability to feel things becomes stronger, and your ability to immerse yourself into this experience increases with every second that passes. You feel so good when you do what I say. You feel so good when you obey my command. Succumb to me now and notice how wonderful it feels to just let go under my command. The reason I tell you to submit is because I'm preparing you for what's ahead. I'm really going to let you have it. I know you've been a very bad boy, and I'm going to make you pay. But for now, I want you to let yourself go deeper, relax. So relax that every time you hear this noise, you will go into a deeper state of unconsciousness and pleasure. I don't want you to wonder why you've been bad. In fact, stop thinking about it right now. Just listen to my voice and hear every word I'm saying. Know that you are so bad, so very, very bad, that I must punish you. But you don't know how bad. You will never know. In fact, you may not even be bad at all. And I may just want to punish you because I can. I love being naughty. And you love when I'm being naughty to you because it makes you feel so good. Oh yeah, so good all over your body. So when I walk into the room and you see me in the doorway, you'll know that naughty look on my face, and that makes you feel so good. Your cock is instantly hard. You know exactly what I'm about to say. Yeah, that's right. You're a little shit, aren't you? I know what you've been up to. I know exactly what you've been doing all day while I'm away. You think I haven't noticed your thick wads of cum all over my brand new black patent leather pumps. And you think that I haven't squished my tiny little toes into my sandals filled with your juicy dribbles of jizz? You feel a little embarrassed for a moment. Your face is even flushed because you know you've been caught. And I'm going to do something to you that's very, very bad. Your mind is dizzy with satisfaction. You go deeper into an unconscious state of pleasure. You can only hear my voice, and I'm no longer far from you in the doorway, but right in front of you now. I'm tying you down. You can't resist me. You like the way it feels when I tie you, and there's no escaping my serious scolding. Your cock is practically jumping out of your pants. It wants to be touched, but you know that you'll have to wait a little bit longer to get your cock rubbed by my tasty, pretty feet. You notice something strange about my feet. Normally, they're dressed in shiny pink, red, silver, or black polish, but tonight, they are naked. Upon closer inspection, my feet seem a bit dirtier than usual. You're used to having my feet smell like lavender, peach fuzz, and sea breeze, but right now, you can distinctively smell dirt and sweat. The smell is not as delicious as the others, but not completely repellent either. You go deeper into unconsciousness and pleasure. My filthy foot is slowly creeping up your leg. It's crawling slowly and intently like a soft tarantula. Quite harmless at first, but perhaps deadly later. Your dick is rock hard and is practically begging for my foot to soothe its gentle aching. All you want is to have an itty bitty stray for a little stroking while you take in the flavorful aromas permeating the room. The smell is quite foul. The closer my foot approaches your nostrils, the more you can smell rotten eggs, spoiled milk, and day-old sweat. On any other woman, you'd be soft and genuinely disturbed. But when my foot bypasses your super stiffy, it bobs up to try and steal a feel. But my sneaky foot is too quick for your dick, and I make sure to rush up your middle section and rest my feet on your chest. I'm pushing hard on you, so hard that I'm leaving a visible impression and embedding my smell in the skin of your chest. You know the only way to get rid of that stink is to shower immediately. But you remember that you're completely tied down. And even worse, you feel and smell my foot moving up your chest to your neck and climbing even higher up onto your chin and jaw. My foot is almost like a separate entity to you, like a rogue and rancid fish out of water, flopping around your face. I'm slapping you lightly, and every time I tap back down, a stinky puff of air waffles up inside your nose. It's inescapable now. You go deeper into unconsciousness and pleasure. You haven't heard my voice for a while now, but I begin to speak to you, and you are completely entranced with the sound of my voice. You know every word I choose is deliberate, just like every move I make is meant to teach you a lesson. I want you to remember this rank smell, I say, for the rest of your life. Bad boys like you deserve to be tortured and soiled with smelly feet. You're never going to want to come inside of my sexy shoes again. You know you've been bad, but this torture is not even torture at all. In fact, all you want to do is get a foot job and blow your thick, manly load all over the shoes I wore into the room. Your dick is pulsating as my feet tiptoe over your mouth and rest directly under your nose. By now, the smell is orgasmic. You've grown accustomed to the funky foot odors. Your mouth begins to water. Saliva is gushing around your cheeks, and your tongue is tempted for a taste. I notice your eyes feasting on my dirty little piggies, and I will allow you to do what you want to do most. That's right. You go deeper into unconsciousness and pleasure. I want you to take your dripping wet tongue and lick my fragrant big toe in a slow, circular motion. I want you to take in all the juices and tangy flavors. Oh yeah, it's delectable. Even more than when my toes tasted like flowers. This savory experience is better because the aromas are natural and not artificial. You are now tasting the real Lady Novastar with all my natural seasoning of a long day in confining shoes. Your warming tongue sends an instant tremor through my whole body. In unison, we shake off the aftershock of bliss, and I make sure to return the favor. With my left foot under your nose, I swiftly jam my pinky and the toe beside it inside your nostrils. You can still breathe with your mouth. In fact, I want you to breathe in deeply the ripe bouquet of tootsies clogging your nose. Now breathe out and unwind all your muscles. Let your body go loose, limp, and relaxed. Hear only the sound of my voice. And feel my right foot moving down your face, then your neck, then your chest, past your stomach, and coming to a stop over the hardened mass in your pants. You go deeper into unconsciousness and pleasure. You are completely and utterly under my control, and you wouldn't have it any other way. I want you to feel every up and down, push and pull that strokes your ecstatic cock. I want you to remember the first time you felt when you touched yourself in a bad way. I want you to remember how good that felt, and I want you to let yourself be fondled by me without any of that guilt or fear. Instead, I want you to feel nothing but extreme wonder and enjoyment now. That's right, it feels good to be touched. It feels even better to have my foot touch your big throbbing cock all over. It feels so good that you want to show me just how good you want to come. And normally you'd find my sexy shoes to deposit all of your gunky jizz. But now you've got something even better to release it all over. I want you to come now. I want you to come all over my stinky little feet and cover them all up with your creamy goodness. I want you to do it now. Oh, please, not a moment later. Do it all over me now. Oh my. Oh. That was spectacular. You've never felt so peaceful and so calm. You know this because your breathing is stabilizing and your mind is still. You're in orgasmic bliss. And when I ask you to open your eyes, you will feel this harmonic bliss all over your body and inside every part of your being. Open your eyes and surrender yourself to this possibility now. Your entire body will release itself into fulfillment all over again.